This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with a great new column by Mark Thiessen in the Washington Post. Mark Thiessen, former speechwriter to President George W. Bush, and I think one of the more thoughtful conservatives. And he says, headline says it all, Trump can run and win in 2024. But first, he needs to save the Senate majority. We will get to that, and also questions about people who see God's hand in presidential elections. And that piece together with a piece in Christianity Today, which has not been altogether friendly to President Trump for a evangelical magazine. They have a piece about when prophecies don't come true, which rings a bell with me, because we got a phone call from a deeply religious friend right before the election, the polls closed. It was on election day, saying, you know that Trump is going to win. He's going to win by a landslide. And he had heard that prophecy from a couple of self-anointed prophets. What is going on here entirely? Jeremy was very right to remember this Pew study that was brought up again on November 3rd, which says that about a third of Americans see God's hand in presidential elections. But fewer say God picks winners based on policies. And not just fewer. I mean, really, really, almost no one. And that's because politicians change policies so regularly. Okay, here is the verdict on the Trump election when Pew did this study in 2016. And 16% of the people said, I don't believe in God, which, by the way, reflects exactly what shows up in the exit polling, where in the exit polling, the people who say they have no religion, no religious affiliation, never go to church, it's about 15%. And some measures say that when you add to that the unaffiliated who say they still believe in God, it comes out to be about 25%. That is traditionally the most liberal of all religious groupings. People in that grouping tend to vote very overwhelmingly on the left. Trump did better. He did much better among that group this time than he did in 2016. He was competitive. He won 30%. That's a significant difference, an improvement of where he was in 2016. Anyway, regarding Trump's election, the 16% said don't believe in God. 49% said God doesn't get involved in U.S. presidential elections. And if you are a believer, I think many believers think that God is involved in everything. And you may not see it. Think how many people think that God is involved with Seahawk games. Obviously, there was some chastisement in store, particularly for the defense in this unfortunate occurrence last Sunday. But, then there are 27% who thought Trump's election must be part of God's overall plan, but it doesn't necessarily mean God approves of Trump's policies. And then 5% say God chose Trump to become president because God approves of Trump's policies. By the way, with Obama, it was almost the same thing. The response to his elections in 2008, 2012, only 3% thought God chose Obama to become president because God approves of Obama's policies. And but you had 29%, even a little bit more than with Trump, who said that Obama's election must be part of God's overall plan, but doesn't necessarily mean God approves of Obama's policies. So what happens when prophets tell you that something is going to happen, and it doesn't. And the point that is made in this piece by Craig Keener, who is a faculty member and a distinguished faculty member at the Asbury Theological Seminary, he says, look, giving a prophecy that's false doesn't make someone a false prophet. And then he gives examples, if you look back in Scripture, at prophecies that do not come true, even in a prophet's lifetime, but come true later, or come true in a different way. And he said, cites in 2016, Jeremiah Johnson, a pastor and prophet, accurately predicted Trump's first term, even before he emerged as a leader in the Republican primaries. And Robertson was not alone in seeing another victory for the president assured in 2020. Most public prophecies, including those by Johnson, sided with Trump, sometimes mentioning a disputed election. And there's a comment here by someone named Ron Cantor, religious leader based in Israel, who said he twice heard from God that Biden would win because of the church's idolization of Trump. He told his followers, even if a miracle happened and Trump was in fact reelected, which seems less likely with each passing hour, proving the other prophets true, the warning here remains the same. Okay, part of this goes to something that I have been very concerned with for a very long time. My last two books have been about God's involvement in human affairs, and frankly about the remarkable blessings and the illogical number of blessings and the special protection that God has always seemed to have for this country. And there are lots of people, I know lots of people, who believe that Trump's election, which nobody had predicted long in advance, and remember he was supposed to lose badly in 2016, he didn't. He won 306 electoral votes, which coincidentally is very likely to be the exact amount that Joe Biden is going to get this time. He won those 306 electoral votes, and people believe, well, this shows that there had to have been divine intervention to give this unlikely candidate the reason to win. And my answer to that always is, you don't know. You might be able to infer that in retrospect. But honestly, this is one of the reasons that I think that it's so wrong when people say Trump is the greatest president we've ever had, or Trump is the worst president we've ever had. And by the way, people said the same thing about Obama. Do you remember how many conservatives very publicly denounced Obama as the worst president we ever had? I never went along with that because Obama was reelected. And people who are the real worst presidents, people like Franklin Pierce and James Buchanan and John Tyler, don't get elected to an additional term. Because part of being a really, really unsuccessful president is that you don't build up your support. And with Trump, it's kind of ambiguous here because he did get more votes and a lot more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. It's just that Biden is now, in terms of popular votes, 5.4 million popular votes ahead of President Trump. So my basic take on this, and this is true in what I argue in my books, The American Miracle, Divine Providence and the Rise of the Republic, and God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era, was Trump's election indication of divine providence, or was his loss for re-election indication of divine providence or some kind of punishment or some kind of chastisement for Trump true believers? Who knows? We will have a better sense of that maybe in the next generation, could be in the next 10 years, but it seems presumptuous and misguided to be taking, reaching those conclusions now. What about conclusions of socialism and its popularity? There's some words from Mark. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, when I was talking about that Pew study, it's still pretty remarkable. It shows that about a third of Americans do see God's hand, to some extent, involved in presidential elections. There are big indications, and I do think we are meant to learn from them. I love the quote, and I use it in my book, in American Miracle, that Otto von Bismarck, the Iron Chancellor of Germany, said it's the job of the statesman to listen for God's footsteps in history. And when you hear them, you must grab his coattails and hang on. And by the way, that has been true of our greatest leaders. FDR talked in similar terms. Lincoln did very specifically about trying to discern what God wanted him to do and looking for signs. It was part of the story behind the Emancipation Proclamation and the timing of it and the amazing Union victory at Antietam. That's all one of the stories that I tell in American Miracle. The campaign goes on. Marco Rubio was speaking to a crowd about the runoff in Georgia, which is, it's just, we are in one of those moments where this is a very, very important election because it will determine whether the Senate can comprise an effective check to some of the extreme tendencies of the Democratic Party right now. And here is Senator Rubio, senator from Florida, speaking to a crowd about that runoff in Georgia and what's at stake when you talk about control of the Senate. Listen.
In South Florida in particular, we have a lot of people who came to this country to get away from socialism and Marxism. And so these people are thinking to themselves, you know, I got on a boat. I left everything behind. I risked being eaten by a shark to get away from socialism. Why in the world would I want to bring that now here? It is true. To be fair, not all Democrats are socialists, but all the socialists are Democrats. All of them. Bernie Sanders, to his credit, he doesn't lie about it. He says, I'm a socialist. He says it. And he caucuses with the Democrats. And they're members of the House. You may know who they are. Members of the Socialist Party, but they run as Democrats. They're in that party. And these aren't like fringe elements. They have real influence. When they speak, people jump. What stands in the way of all that becoming public policy in America? Even half of it becoming public policy in America? You, through your vote in this race.
Okay, look, this is very effective, but it's not entirely true to say not all Democrats are socialists, but all the socialists are Democrats. There are tons of socialists who despise the Democratic Party because it's not radical enough. And it's only recently that the Democratic Socialists in America has begun electing people to Congress. Bernie Sanders, of course, was one of the first of them in this round. In earlier generations, there were socialists who were elected to Congress. The Socialist Party elected people to Congress. There's a congressman named Meyer London, and they made a very big deal of him winning election in New York City. There was Vito Marcantonio, who was also in New York City, who was not just a socialist, he was a communist, got elected to Congress. But we don't have that. And the one thing that I do think that Marco Rubio can speak about very effectively is something that became very, very clear. And it's a tremendously important lesson. Politically, it's just directly and significantly needed, something that needs to be taken in by politicians on every side and in every direction, which is the idea that this myth of a monolithic Hispanic vote, that Hispanics, or for that matter, blacks or whites, are all the same, and it's all the same. They all have the same values, and they're all going to vote Democratic. It's not true. Among Cuban Americans in South Florida, President Trump won a majority, and it's one of the main reasons he won Florida. And yes, there are people in South Florida and all across the country who fled from communism, not just in Cuba, but in Venezuela, where officially Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro are not communists, but they are socialists, they are Marxists. And the idea that this is given any legitimacy at all by the Democrats in the U.S. Congress, I think one of the things that is going to be most necessary for Nancy Pelosi to have any chance of survival as Speaker is going to be to stand up pretty clearly against the excesses of the squad. And as Kevin McCarthy was saying, we played his comments earlier in the show, she may have a tough time surviving as Speaker anyway. There were 10 members of Congress who were Democrats last time who voted against her. But there was a big enough Democratic cushion in the Congress so that she won. This time, it's entirely possible that with 10 members of the Democratic caucus voting against her, she won't have that 218 members of Congress she needs to continue her speakership. And with all of this going on, it would be such a reassuring sign to Americans if we could actually make some progress, don't you think, toward doing something about the coronavirus. And there's a story, it's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, yes, it's on CNN, but I think it puts the seriousness of what we are facing right now into some perspective. Listen, this is clip 4.
I mean, that's what we're seeing here, and I think the idea that so many of these deaths that are happening in the United States are preventable just adds to that idea that this is a true humanitarian crisis. The Doctors Without Borders have come to the United States to do their work. They go to the hottest spots in the world. They look at the earth and say, where are we needed? Well, they're needed here in the United States right now. So I know it's tough to hear. I've already gotten a lot of emails and social about the fact that I call this a humanitarian disaster, but I stand by it. It is. And hopefully it inspires people to do something about it.
And I hope it inspires some of our politicians. In other words, rather than the ongoing battle about challenging election results, if you look at the tremendous amount of money and the tremendous amount of attention that is being paid to that fight, when what is obviously deeply necessary for the benefit of the whole nation is for President Trump to sit down with President-elect Biden and to figure out, what are we going to do to help people facing an emergency situation and new lockdowns and new economic pressure and, yes, new threats to human life? We will get to that and to the Mark Thiessen prescription for Trump to return to the presidency. Credible? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Don't game our system.
That's the warning from Georgia Voting System Implementation Manager Gabriel Sterling as all eyes turn to Georgia for two runoff Senate elections early next year. Sterling continues.
The Secretary of State's office will stand with the Attorney General's office and local DAs if you are gaming our system.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is calling on Joe Biden to receive the daily intelligence briefings.
So that's continued out throughout the campaign. That's now stopped for Joe Biden. I think we should continue that because we still don't know who the president's going to be at this point. And so we should be in the same posture that we were in throughout the whole campaign.
One of the president's campaign advisors, Corey Lewandowski, also tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, and he's back at the studio. I'm in my closet at home, as I have been for months and months and months. It seems like forever. But soon the pandemic should be behind us. Jeremy has a problem, and I think I do too, when you look at it with Sanjay Gupta saying humanitarian crisis. I think it does give some indication of the seriousness. The Doctors Without Borders, which is a great humanitarian organization. I've supported them in the past, and I think they do a terrific job for parts of the world that are very dark, where people are very deeply impacted by pandemics, by diseases, by starvation, just by a whole range of afflictions that human beings get. And here in the United States, the pandemic is devastating, and they are looking at the very likely possibility of going over 300,000 deaths probably before the end of the year, certainly by the end of January. And that's just a lot of death and suffering. But the term humanitarian crisis, I think, is more readily applied to other less fortunate parts of the world. And speaking of crisis, and this also helps to put it in perspective, I was looking up because we have a situation which is kind of nutty. If heaven forbid, John Ossoff, the Democrat who's challenging Senator David Perdue, if John Ossoff wins and Reverend Raphael Warnock, the Democrat who's challenging Senator Kelly Loeffler, if they both win, then you have a 50-50 Senate. That's only happened once before in our history, is an even tie in the U.S. Senate. And it's a tough situation. because of what happened with the 107th Congress, which began that way. And there's a piece in the Senate.gov where they have histories of each of these different Congresses. And maybe we can post this. We'll send it out in our newsletter, which goes out tomorrow. The unforgettable 107th Congress, they write, over the course of its 656 days in session, from January 3rd, 2001, to November 22nd, 2002, the 107th Congress proved to be, in the title of a 2003 memoir by Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, like no other time. The story of the extraordinary 107th began on Election Day in November 2000, when, for the first time in history, voters knowingly elected a dead candidate, Mel Carnahan of Missouri, to a Senate seat. He beat Senator John Ashcroft, the Democrat beating the Republican, except the Democrat had died in a plane crash. Also, on November 7th, New York voters chose the First Lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, as that state's first woman senator, with the appointment of Carnahan's widow, Jean Carnahan, to his vacant seat. The number of incumbent women senators rose to a record-breaking 13. The 2000 election also produced, for the first time, a Senate with 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats. This placed the Senate under Democratic control for the initial 17 days of the new Congress, with the outgoing vice president, whose name was Al Gore, providing the tie-breaking vote on organizational matters. On January 20th, the majority shifted to the Republicans with the swearing-in of Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, the same thing could happen this time. The Republicans will continue to control the Senate of the United States at least until January 20th. Now, if one of the Republicans win, it'll be for a full next 2 years. But if the Democrats both win in Georgia, then we'll have Mike Pence casting the tie-breaking vote between January 3rd and January 20th, keeping Senate control for the Republicans. Who knows? Maybe they can confirm another justice at that time. Wouldn't the Democrats love that? Okay. And then Mike Pence goes away. And on the 20th, Vice President Kamala Harris would cast the tie-breaking vote. And that would be following the pattern of this Congress between 2001 and 2003. On May 24th, 2001, a Vermont Republican named James Jeffords, otherwise known as Jumpin' Jim Jeffords, shocked his colleagues in the nation by announcing that he would leave his party to become an independent and would caucus with the Democratic Party. His action returned Democrats to the majority. Never before the 107th Congress had party control formally shifted within the course of a two-year congressional term. And then, of course, there was the September 11th disaster, the terrorist attack. The September 11th, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon forced an evacuation of the Capitol building for the first time since the War of 1812, when the British took over Washington. Then in November of 2002, there was the fourth party shift of the session, as Missouri Republican Jim Talent defeated the appointed Senator Jean Carnahan, thereby becoming eligible to take his oath of office in the waning days of the 107th Congress. In other words, because she was fulfilling the unexpired term that she had been elected to, the entire thing is just bizarre. And that kind of confusion doesn't help the country, which is why I think Mark Thiessen and his point, Trump can run and win in 2024, but first he needs to save the Senate majority. He writes this: if his legal challenges fail, Trump could very well do the same of Grover Cleveland becoming both the 45th and 47th president. Far from damaging his party at the polls, Trump staved off the promised blue wave. Republicans kept the Senate for now and gained seats in the House. But that means the 2024 Republican nomination is Trump's if he wants it. He has the most beloved, loyal base of any president in modern history and an army of 71 million voters. No sane Republican would challenge him. But if Trump wants to make another run for the White House, how he handles the next few months will be decisive. First, he needs to handle the presidential transition smartly. As former President George W. Bush said this week, President Trump has the right to request recounts and pursue legal challenges, and any unresolved issues will be properly adjudicated. Even if it does not change the election result, writes Mark Thiessen, we should all want to know whether some took advantage of our unprecedented national experiment in mail-in voting. But even if Trump's legal team turns out evidence of cheating, it almost certainly won't be enough to overcome Joe Biden's margin of victory. That means after exhausting the legal remedies, Trump needs to graciously concede. Now, why is he saying that here? Because if he doesn't do that, if he continues to say, no, no, I won, to send out ads that said, we're winning, that's an insult to the intelligence, frankly, of his own followers. One of the problems with Democrats is they look down on Trump followers. When Trump is telling people, we will win, we are going to win this, he's looking down on them because he knows it's not true. And it will lose those seats in Georgia. Unless this thing gets settled quickly, it's going to hurt Senator Perdue, and it's going to hurt Senator Loeffler, and ultimately it will hurt and undermine Trump's candidacy if he wants to have another candidacy. We will talk about that and some surprising and surprisingly good advice from Trump from a newspaper that's been his biggest booster. That coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go.
Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved show, Mark Thiessen writes that once the vote is officially certified, which it should be without delay, I think that it's an unbelievably foolish strategy, to try to force a delay in certification, which could provoke a constitutional crisis. And it's just bad for the country, especially at a time of pandemic when cooperation would be so much better. It says, once the vote is officially certified, suggests Mark Thiessen, who's been an enthusiastic supporter of President Trump, he needs to invite Biden to the White House, cooperate with his transition team, and attend Biden's inauguration. I think that's unlikely. But it would be a good thing and a good idea. No one likes a sore loser, he points out. If Trump leaves a sour impression on swing voters by the way he leaves the White House, he may do himself permanent damage. And the truth of the matter is, even before that inauguration, there is on January 5th this crucial election in Georgia. Before leaving the White House, writes Thiessen, he has one last job to do. He must save the Republican Senate majority. If Democrats win the two Georgia seat runoffs on January 5th, they will take control of the chamber. They can then get rid of the filibuster and pass whatever radical legislation they like. That's probably not true because Joe Manchin will stop it. There could be some other Democratic moderates who stop it. But what's terrible to basically peg the entire survival of our constitutional system on them. If Democrats win in Georgia, it will be seen as the final repudiation of Trumpism. But if Trump can lead the effort to hold the Senate in Georgia, he will leave office with a major victory and perhaps launch the first salvo of his 2024 campaign. I do hope that some people close to the president call this fine column to his attention. There's also the New York Post. And the New York Post is one of those newspapers that has been enthusiastically supportive of President Trump and boosted his campaign and boosted his presidency and boosted him. And they have an editorial that's powerful and I think deeply persuasive. It says, President Trump, your legacy is secure. Stop the stolen election rhetoric. And their point, it seems to me, is that when it comes to his legacy and his achievements, no one will say, well, one of his achievements was collecting money, soliciting donations. And boy, I get the solicitations. I get several a day asking people to support the Trump campaign. And not the Trump campaign, because the campaign is over, but the whole idea of supporting this challenge to the election. And some of the verbiage in some of those solicitations, they're trying to steal, capital steal, this election. I promise you my team is fighting the clock to defend the integrity of this election, but we cannot do it alone. We need every patriot like you to step up and make sure we have the resources to keep going. Please contribute any amount right now to defend the election. And Dana Milbank points out that that money is going into this newly set up political action committee, and virtually none of it is going directly to legal expenses, as they seem to be leading people to believe. That political action committee, of course, could serve as the nucleus for Trump's comeback race. And Karl Rove, who knows as much about elections as any conservative, he guided President Bush to two successful presidential elections. He's a smart guy politically. And he points out in the Wall Street Journal today that there are only three statewide contests in the past half century in which recounts changed the outcome. The 1974 New Hampshire Senate race, the 2004 Washington Governor's Contest between Dino Rossi and Christine Gregoire, and the 2008 Minnesota Senate election between Al Franken and Norm Coleman. The candidates in these races were separated, respectively, by 355 votes, 261 votes, and 215 votes after Election Day. These margins aren't at all like today's. Mr. Biden led today in Wisconsin by 20,540 votes, Pennsylvania by over 50,000 votes, Michigan by 146,123, Arizona by 12,614, Nevada by 36,870, and Georgia by 14,108. The point of fighting for fighting's sake, it's not good for the Republican Party. It's not good for our Senate candidates in Georgia who need to win. And ultimately, it makes no sense for President Trump. Take the advice of the New York Post. That's the same newspaper that devoted a great deal of effort and credibility to the attempt to go after Hunter Biden. They're on your side, Mr. President. It's a Rupert Murdoch newspaper. And they say, your legacy is secure. Drop the narrative of a stolen election. Aside from hurting Trump and the Republican Party, it hurts America by undermining confidence in an election which, by all fair-minded reports, of course it was not perfect, but it was fair and it was a record turnout. And that's what you want, don't you? More and more and more people to be active and involved. Speaking of active and involved, with everything going on around us, there wasn't really that much attention to one of the dominant figures in Hollywood of our time. His name was Sean Connery, and he started and originated the role of James Bond when he played in 1962 in the first Bond film, Dr. No. It was a low-budget production, and it's really kind of fascinating to watch it. And that's the subject of this Medved Entertainment Minute. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
With the world mourning the passing of Sean Connery at age 90, it's enjoyable and informative to go back to the beginnings of his astonishing career and to watch the first film in which he played his signature role. It's called Dr. No, available for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Not everybody loved this film when it came out in 1962, and one critic famously dismissed Connery as a big, hairy marshmallow. But many others, you'll pardon the expression, toasted the production. With its tale of an evil Chinese-German scientist on a Caribbean island trying to louse up American space shots. Officially rated PG, and with its low budget very much in evidence, 2.5 stars for this first edition of one of the most successful series in movie history. You may want to say yes to Dr. No.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And one of the things about Dr. No that anyone who has seen the film and been a male teenager will recall is the Swiss German star Ursula Andress coming out of the ocean in her bikini, which was extremely racy by the standards of 1962 and an indelible image. Unfortunately, her line delivery wasn't that great. All her lines had too thick an accent, and they had to be dubbed over in English. And okay, but she became a star thanks to James Bond anyway. What is amazing about the film is how much it established for the first time at a time when, yeah, people had enjoyed the Ian Fleming James Bond novels. But this set up this series that seems to go on and on and on and on. And when the pandemic is over, I'm sure many of us look forward to seeing the next Bond. In my opinion, Daniel Craig is the only Bond we've had who comes close to effectiveness to Sean Connery, who, by the way, was a huge supporter of independence for Scotland. That was his pet cause. Speaking of independence for Scotland, one of the things that has protected American independence is the institution of the Electoral College. Democrats seem determined to wipe it out. But there's now an argument that says that in this election cycle, it is that institution, the Electoral College, that may have kept this country safe from a coup. What kind of coup? We'll get to that speculation, plus a bunch of new movies with Angelina Jolie and Nicole Kidman and Vince Vaughn and many others in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.